from VOA Learning English. Welcome to As It Is. I'm Steve Ember. Today we tell about how the United States is trying to help control poaching in Africa. And we take note of a very special phonograph record called Sounds of Earth that was launched into space on this date in 1977. We're still waiting for a reply. The United States recently launched a $10 million effort to help fight animal poaching in Africa. Money from the illegal trade in animal products may be supporting some militant groups on the continent. But at least one expert says the American effort alone will not be enough to solve the problem. Johan Bergenes is with the Managing Across Boundaries Initiative at the Stimson Center, a nonprofit group in Washington. He says current anti-poaching efforts have failed to stop the killing of thousands of animals every year. He says poaching across borders is not new as a criminal activity. He notes that the killing of animals has increased over the past 12 to 18 months, and cross-border criminal groups and terrorist organizations are involved. Johan Bergenes says Somali militants, for example, have gained from poaching. He says that for a number of years, the Kenya Wildlife Service has reported a strong link between the militants and Al-Shabaab. American officials have shown ties between the Somali-based group and Al-Qaeda.
The more interesting and dangerous pattern, though, is that transnational criminal groups who are trafficking other illicit goods stations are now increasingly profiting off of poaching and adjacent activities.
Mr. Bergenes notes reports from witnesses who had left groups like Al-Shabaab. Some said the Lord's Resistance Army is targeting poaching and the profits from that activity to buy supplies, arms, and other equipment. The expert adds that criminals are trafficking other goods in addition to animals and animal parts. They include drugs, weapons, and cigarettes. Mr. Bergenes says more game park rangers and others are needed to protect African wildlife. So is more and better equipment. He compared the technology used by criminals with what is available to crime fighters.
These poachers are no longer using non-sophisticated weapons. They are really going after the use of helicopters, machine guns, vision goggles that they can see at night. And we have to respond with the technology that, quote-unquote, the good guys have in managing these issues.
The Stimson Center official says recent action taken by the Obama administration is a big step in the right direction. The World Wildlife Foundation and the African Wildlife Foundation have also praised the effort. President Obama recently approved an executive order to fight wildlife trafficking. African countries will receive $10 million in aid to help toward that goal. The order calls for a presidential task force to develop and enact a plan to support efforts against illegal wildlife trade within 6 months. The plan would help with the organization of area law enforcement and stop the illegal trade of products. It also would attempt to reduce the demand for illegally traded animal parts. But Mr. Bergenes says that, welcome as it is, the $10 million from the United States is not enough to solve the wildlife trafficking problem. He says America and its European allies need to take a different approach when they become partners with African nations against illegal trafficking. The goal would be to be more effective in dealing with their special problems, whether they are poaching or international terrorism. The Stimson Center official says use of drone aircraft might be one way to deal with poachers. He said such aircraft carry cameras, not weapons. He said the airplanes might answer some important questions.
When the poachers are sent in to these game parks to kill the rhino or the elephants and to take their tusks and the horns, how did they get there? How were they able to get around police, wildlife services, and other counter-poaching efforts?
Mr. Berganus also says African animals can be saved by reducing the demand for animal parts in Asia. You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Ember. Scientists and philosophers have long wondered, is there life on other planets, in other solar systems? And if there is, as many believe, what might extraterrestrial beings think of us? It was on this date in 1977 that the American Space Agency sent a phonograph record about life on Earth into space. It was carried aloft in an unmanned spacecraft called Voyager 2. Space Agency officials hoped that these sounds of Earth might possibly find their way to life on other planets. Scientist Carl Sagan and his team decided what to include on the record. Many experts praised sounds of Earth and the idea of attempting to communicate with other life forms. The record was made on a disc of gold-plated copper. It measured about 30 centimeters across. It came with a phono cartridge and stylus, or needle, and pictures showing how to play it. It contained information about human beings and science, and provided sounds like thunder, wind, and rain, and calls of earthly creatures like birds and dogs. There were spoken greetings in 55 languages. World leaders, including Jimmy Carter, then President of the United States, sent messages. And there was music of many kinds. Including both Eastern and Western classical music, and Chuck Berry singing about an earthling named Johnny B. Goode.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Goode, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring.
Another copy of Sounds of Earth was placed on Voyager 1. That unmanned spacecraft was launched 2 weeks after Voyager 2. Both spacecraft explored the outer solar system and sent back to Earth information and pictures of faraway planets. But so far, we've had no response to this recorded sampling of Earth culture. But as the English expression goes, the night is young. And who knows, perhaps we'll still get an answer from somewhere in the distant, infinite reaches of a galaxy far, far away. Earthling Steve Ember here, inviting you to join us next time for another As It Is from VOA Learning English.